Philip's and Papira for these urgent care. Today's date is 03/17/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Kevin Vaughn. Vaughn spells V-A-U-G-H-N. Kevin spells K-E-V-I-N. Date of birth is 07/04/1964. This is a 60-year-old gentleman here with pain to his right index finger. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 month. He indicated that he is a nail biter and noticed lesion about approximately 1 month ago, and has gotten correction. He said he noticed lesion about 1 month ago and noticed that it's getting larger and increased redness and swelling period. He said he came in today because of increased pain. Pain is approximately 8/10 worse with motion and touch. That pain is located on the distal surface of his index finger around his nails. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented and no cues of stress. Correction in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure is 127 over 75, pulse 63, respiration 18, temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Right index finger. There's periungual edema and erythema. There's fluctuance. The erythema is approximately 5 centimeter. Proximal to the nail bed, period. There is fluctuance present. Nail is viable. It can't refill less than 2 seconds, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of emotional rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is paronychia. Number two is cellulitis. Number three is finger pain. Left index. Next paragraph. Procedure. Incision and drainage of paronychia. Semicolon. Next line. Patient and I had a discussion about the procedure and what it entails. We talk about indication and complication. We discussed this at length, and he insisted, he said he understand and insisted that I proceed with the procedure, period. Next paragraph. Patient's fingers was soaked in betadine and water for approximately 20 minutes. Hand was removed from betadine and water and then pad dry with sterile dressing, period. His index finger was then covered in a sterile fashion. Next line. Site was again cleaned with betadine and overwiped with alcohol, period. Next paragraph. Next line. Local anesthesia was achieved by tetracaine spray. Next line. Site was tested for achievement of anesthesia. It was a little tender, but not, he said, not as bad as it was before, period. Next paragraph, with a number 11-bladed generous incision was made at the base of his nail, and the pus was evacuated, period. Next paragraph, site was covered in triple antibiotics and secured with a 2x2 and a Coban. Next line, patient tolerated procedure well. There were no complications. Blood loss was approximately 5 milliliters, period. Next paragraph, patient was advised to avoid the use of that hand for at least 48 hours, as typing, for example, could cause increase in pain and prolong healing, period. Next paragraph, patient was sent home with the following medication. 1. Bacitracin, 800/160 mg, 1 pill BID for 10 days, number 20. He was advised to purchase Tylenol or Motrin over the counter for his pain. He's given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. He was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic. If worse, go to the nurse emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.